Happy Thursday, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. Does it feel like Thursday to you?
Yes, it does, because...
Yes?
Dun, dun, dun!
Yes? Oh, that's right.
The NFL begins tonight with real games. The preseason is over. Let's play some real football.
You know, it's interesting that you mention that, because the NFL sent us some advertising things that we're supposed to put in. What do you call them? Just clips that we're supposed to put in throughout the show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they sent us some stuff that they thought would be good for us to throw into the show every once in a while.
Mm.
I don't get into the business side of it, so I don't know how much they paid for the advertising. So we'll play that in just a second. But did you know that Wisconsin made the national news again last night?
Oh, what stupid thing did they jump on now? Let me think. What?
Unfortunately, it's not funny, but it is funny that Waukesha, yeah, got in the news.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The bus driver.
Yeah, the bus driver kicking off someone off the bus because they're too fat.
A bus driver still has her job today after she called a passenger who complained about the vehicle's temperature. She said, "You're short, fat, and white. Don't talk to me this way." The woman was getting off the bus at her stop, had asked the bus driver twice to please turn the air conditioning off. She was cold, and asked the bus driver to turn the air conditioning off. And when she was getting off at her stop, the bus driver said, "You're short, fat, and white. Don't talk to me that way." Threw her off the bus.
Nice.
So the big controversy now is that the bus system has changed the bus driver's route, but has not fired her. If it had been me, her butt would have been severely unemployed.
Now, is the bus driver...
Black.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, and that's why she's not fired. You switch this around, white bus driver to a black passenger?
Yeah, you'd have Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson in town, sure.
So, where are they now?
You know what, though?
Where are they now?
The bus driver's language is wrong, but the bus driver is right.
Mm-hmm.
There's 30 people on the bus. Who's to say that the bus is supposed to be to your specific temperature liking?
Well, then the correct response would have been, "Ma'am, I'm sorry.
Right,
I can't
right.
adjust the temperature just for you."
That's what I'm saying. The bus driver is wrong to yell what she said.
Yes.
But the passenger is kind of nervy here.
Well, yeah.
Maybe the other 30 people on the bus are too cold or too hot or whatever.
I would imagine driving a big city bus has to be kind of annoying anyway. You're dealing with...
I would have to surrender my concern. Concealed carry. I would
yes, be. Yes. You would shoot somebody every day. Probably.
Today, yet another person is shot
yeah,
on a bus
yeah.
for being a jerk.
Uh-huh.
But where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson now saying this type of behavior is unacceptable? That you are not doing anything to help the cause by acting this way? Where are they? Oh, no, they're not going to show up today. That's not going to happen. But anyway, there we are. That's how we made the news. Like, yay.
Well, at least we weren't, you know, having relations with farm animals. That's how we usually make the news from Wisconsin.
We had one of those stories. I've been here 2 days.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you first started.
The story from Wood County about yeah. a farmer who suspected one of his farm hands was being friendly with the livestock.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the farmer installed motion cameras
yeah.
and
oh, yeah.
you know, heat-activated lights and was tracking, you know, looking for boot and footprints and
yeah.
caught his guy.
Yeah.
And my family back home had a feel, "You moved away for this."
And I can top that. From where I'm from, the county and so forth, they actually had to have a debate as to whether or not to make that activity illegal.
You mean it's not illegal in Florida?
There was no official law on the books.
Nice.
And instead of it just passing quietly, there was a debate. Who in their right mind in the state capitol is going to, "Excuse me, I'd like to have the floor. I'd like to argue the point four, please." Really? You go right ahead, son. Oh, is it? Yeah, okay, it's time. Hold on. Here we go.
Football is bad. Stop talking, hon. Shut the hell up, please. The game is on. More chips and more nacho cheese. Shut your pie hole, dear. And go get me a beer.
All right, so that's the official announcement and advertising for the...
Somehow I don't think Fox uses that for their football advertising.
No, that's from them. That's official. That's the
really?
Fox NFL advertising. They think that it's going to bring in the female demographic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They think that it's... what, you don't You don't think that's appropriate for
you? You know, there are more and more women who are actually into the NFL these days than there were, you know, 20, 30 years ago. It's not the Archie Bunker type fan alone anymore. It's actually, there are women who know football,
right,
know fantasy football. You know, fantasy football is probably almost bigger than real football at this point.
Right.
So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens here as the season gets underway with real games tonight.
All right, so the real game kicks off tonight, and who's playing?
The defending Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens are on the road at Denver against the Broncos.
All right, so we're all set. We're ready to go. Is there anything that we need to know, we need to be prepared for? Baltimore? Now, what's his name's not playing anymore, so
Ray
nobody
Lewis
will be stabbed.
Ray Lewis
the game.
Has retired. He is now a commentator on one of the pregame shows.
I believe I actually got a concussion last year just from listening to him talk. So there's that. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We've got to take our first break. We can't just ramble on all day long. We actually have to pay a couple bills. We will return.
You know, John McCain, Senator John McCain, longtime senator, war hero John McCain, presidential candidate John McCain.
Course,
he brought
yes,
us
we remember.
Sarah Palin, part-time governor of Alaska, John McCain.
Old John Poker Face McCain. How about that, huh? I love this story.
He was spotted playing poker on his iPhone during a hearing on Syria.
Even worse, it was strip poker. That was the worst part. We saw much more of him than we want to see.
Yeah. Caught playing poker on his phone sounds like something Anthony Weiner would have been caught doing. But
online poker on his computer during a Senate session on whether we're going to Syria or not. I was stunned. You're telling me John McCain knows how to use a computer? Really?
He's not the only one. Errol Castro was caught playing hangman.
And while some people believe it's inappropriate to be playing a video game while the committee is deciding whether to kill people and potentially start a war, I say it's John McCain. The man's 114 years old. Give him a break. We should be impressed he's even wearing pants, never mind using a cell phone.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.